as and so obedience. Numbers chapter 32 and verse 31. As the Lord has said unto his servants, so we will do. To obey is better than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. Obedience is to follow Christ's example. For he, in his mediatorial capacity, learned obedience by the things which he suffered. The obedience affirmed in our text resulted from petition. The children of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh were cattlemen. Here in the east of Jordan they had found cattle country. They therefore petitioned Moses to give them their lot in this inheritance in the east side of Jordan. Moses acceded to the request on the condition that their warriors all marched with the rest of the tribes to the conquest of the promised land west of Jordan. The answer to prayer spurred the men of Gideon, Reuben and Gad to cry out, as the Lord has said, so will we do. May it be so with us today and every day. The obedience also resulted from possession. First of all, petition. Secondly, possession. They had their prayer answered immediately and entered into possession right away. They built their cities, their sheep and cattle folds, and settled their families in the heritage allotted to them. The possession spurred them to obedience. The goodness of God is a ready answer to prayer. That should motivate us to further obey the good word of God, who dearly loadeth us with benefits. The obedience has also the direct result of promise, petition, possession, and promise. God promised them even greater things: protection for their families at home, protection for themselves in the battle, and prosperity for both. Was the promise of God to the obedient. All that God promised, he totally and absolutely fulfilled. His promises should encourage us today in wholehearted obedience. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey.